And I want to emphasize this point. If the Lord had appeared and lived a perfect life and went to heaven, grace would have never reached us. No, except the corn of wheat falleth down into the ground, it abideth alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. And I want to emphasize what Brother John mentioned earlier. It is true when he went to the cross. It is vital. It could have appeared and manifested. But again, I go to the verse that Brother Kevin mentioned, where sin abound, grace did much more abound. And then what's after? As sin have reigned through death, so grace must reign through righteousness unto eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Grace couldn't have reigned except on the foundation of righteousness. God has to take his reward, I don't see a reward, to avenge himself of sin before the grace could reach unto us. God couldn't have just closed his eyes from my sins and say, you are forgiven. No, no. It has to be on the foundation of his holiness. When righteousness took its place in the cross of Jesus Christ, then that is where grace in a full amount could come unto us. It is the perfect work of the Lord Jesus Christ that enables God to reach unto us. So we always have to remember, you know, we could remember the birth of Christ. Excellent. That's fine. But without his death, it is meaningless. You know, in John 13, when he says he came from God and is going to God, and then immediately says, having loved his own which are in the world, he loved them to the end. In other words, there is something great has to take place before I go to God. If he would have gone to God, heaven would have opened the arms to receive the Son of God and the perfect man. But he would have gone alone. I love my master, my wife, and my children. I will not go out free. A bondman forever.